Ladies and gentlemen, unbelievable recognition that I was welcomed to come and talk to the defending state champions, Class 2, the Clayton Greyhounds. Yes, I gotta put it up.
We're just starting.
Got the sound effects.
Yes, the sound effects.
We can't hear them without these things, right?
Yeah. Oh, no. You gotta have these things in order to hear them. Okay, so here we are. Now we're joined by the coach, Brennan Taylor, ladies and gentlemen. If I may, could we possibly have you introduce your magnificent defender and midfielder?
This one?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we have Emma and Reagan Fisher, both returning state champions for the Greyhounds. And they're both 4-year varsity players who are going to be a big... big role for us this year.
Wow. Very nice. And like I said earlier, you have a magnificent charisma about you. And I have found, correct me if I'm wrong, so that you gotta have that when you're a player.
Yeah.
And hearing about your last season, I mean, that's a player's season there, man. I mean, holy cow. You all really believed in yourselves and got it together, and there was no denying. I mean, you were out to win. And I don't know if you're looking around here, but there seems like a lot of winners around you. So we want you to get the. But it doesn't matter the result, it's how you play. And the coach has a sterling reputation around the area, around everybody about soccer. And so you'll follow that because you hear a lot about culture and you are all that way. So coach, can you tell your fans, the Clayton Greyhound fans, of what are you going to bring to the girls' high school season?
Well, we're bringing back a lot of hungry soccer players ready to just kind of take on the world and try to just make the best of our situation and make life really miserable for every opponent that we have, and just really come together as a squad and make the best of the situation and see what happens.
Now, how about this? Did you flip, or who's gonna talk to first? Okay, all right. Could I introduce you as the midfield general for the Clayton Greyhounds? Nice. So, what are your goals this year?
My goals this season. Well, because it's my senior year, I'm just looking for a really fun experience as my last high school year to make like really good memories and connections with my teammates. And that's all that I'm really looking for.
Right on. Oh, man. And that will be a lifetime way to go. Well, do we call you the, what do we call you, the backline colonel?
Sure.
All right, then. What are your goals this season and part of your senior year?
I agree with her. I would also say to, like, have a better record than last year and, like, do better in conference. But I would also say to make memories this year, and that's, yeah.
You know, couple of strings of Danny Boy and I cry, you know, but your two responses, I'm a little teary eyed here, because that is really what it's all about, and however you got it, keep it and develop it. Coach, do you talk a lot about mindset and about the heart of the game or the X's and O's?
Well, I mean, I try to talk about it all. Sometimes I talk too much. We try to have a balance of, you know, having the talks we need to have to set the proper culture, and then getting, as long as they understand, I mean, having so many people back from last year's team helps with, you know, the X's and O's, because I think a lot of them understand what we're trying to do. So, and that's kind of what it is. It's just trying to get them to understand what we want to do first at a basic level, and then we can build off of that. So you just try to blend it all.
Can you give me 10 more minutes, Coach? Okay, here it is. What separates a Greyhound from those other schools?
Okay, from last year, I think it's definitely our culture and the team that we have. I feel like last year we were just so close. I feel like a lot of other teams, they have like a lot of individual talents, but for us, it's just like we work so well as a team and we just fight for each other.
Oh, wow, man. Can you see it? I'm getting welling up already. Sister, same question.
She kind of took mine, but I would say things that help with that. We had a lot of team bonding last year and like stuff at practice and out of practice, which helped with our team culture and like helped us build together as a team.
Yeah, man. Are you all aware there's no I in team?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. All right. And it's the understatement, but what about that crest with the star on top? You always have it.
Yeah.
That's yours. All right? Mm-hmm. So the best of luck, everybody who's listening. It's going to be root for you. And it's kind of like at the time when you win a whole bunch, you know, people, oh, they shouldn't win no more. But you got everybody on your side. Keep going, Greyhounds. Now, Coach, you came from Mustangs to the Greyhound. And if I'm not mistaken, those are two big, fast type of animals.
Right.
So, do you put, how the girls to say about that quick pass, that type of play with a Greyhound, to say, hey, come on, we got it, we're going to do it.
You want to be able to make quick decisions out there, and I mean, it's a mentality more than anything. Kind of always preaching to the girls that the number one thing you can control is your effort. And that's something that, you know, go back to my days as a Mustang, Chris Kenny and everything, you know. Those are things that we preached there as well. And they can translate anywhere, because, you know, that's the number one thing you can control every day, no matter what, is your effort. So it starts there. If we don't have that, then there's not much more of a conversation.
Now, this is for the winners here. Take yourself back about 4 or 5 years ago. Did you? I'm going to be a Greyhound and I'm going to win. Does that conversation ever come around in the mirrors and stuff? In your mind, in your heart, soul?
From 4 years ago, I wasn't really expecting that win, but yeah.
Nice. That's good. You know, because you always will have it. So nobody can ever take that.
Well, coming into freshman year, my main focus was to just try and make the team and like make new friends. So like I didn't really have like the winning goal, but like after my second year, it was more winning oriented. But when we started the season last year, we started off a rough start, so I wasn't really expecting anything. But like as we progressed and beat Ladue, I feel like we like started finding ourselves, and then like we really showed ourselves.
Yeah. And I gotta lay it out. is there something that you know? This is it. At practice, or sitting around, or at games, you say, man, this is really, come on, let's go. Do you feel that, or is it something that just was, you try your hardest, you try the best you can, and the results come, or did you kind of will it?
I feel like from the Ledoux game, it was kind of like we have something in us that some other teams, like, that we can take over. But it's also, like, that we were also, like, with our effort, like, trying our hardest all the time. But I feel like definitely, like, with that game, with the rivalry, winning that.
Oh, it sure do, boy. Yeah.
I feel like we show a lot of fight and, like, determination. Like, especially if we were a goal behind, we would try and fight back and tie it up. And I thought that, like, helped us, like, improve as a team.
Well, let me tell you something about something. I interviewed Ford Zumwalt-Sopp yesterday, and I told him I was coming out here, and I said, hey, man, you set the standards. And I mean to tell you, you met him and superseded. You just put a top shelf that you're well certified. You're well certified for sure, man. Holy cow. Now the story, your coach has already been well certified. I don't think I can do a double. But the situation comes is that I'm going pretty in another week or two at Ledoux. You know, and you're bringing that rivalry, which is high school magnifico, right? And so I want to tell you, this has been, if not the best, there's no one that was better than what we just did here. And so when it gets published and stuff, you'll look at if the coach, if you don't like what's on, I'll take it off,
okay.
You know. But you and so if I could ever be of an assistance, and coach, I hope I have an open door policy where at any time you want to say, hey, come on out and get some of the juices flowing out here, the will to win. So it's getting kind of loud here at the old Clayton Gymnasium, and I wanted to tell you, you've been well certified, and this has been well certified.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.